Zoomer Radio and two classic rock gems from the 70s, The Boss, Born to Run, and Tumbling Dice, The Stones, on The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. In recent weeks, you've probably seen a change to some of your social media feeds. If you live in Toronto or anywhere in Canada, content from Zoomer Radio's Facebook page, as an example, is now blocked, just like other Canadian outlets that would normally post news stories to their sites. Blocked because Facebook owner Meta decided to pull Canadian news content from its platform in response to new federal legislation. Now, advocacy group Friends for Canadian Broadcasting wants all of us to stand up for Canadian news by standing up to Meta. Sarah Andrews is with Friends for Canadian Broadcasting. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thanks so much for having me.
Sarah, before we get into the boycott of Facebook and Instagram and all of that, who are you guys? Who are your members? Who do you represent?
So we represent Canadians across the country who care about Canadian media. They care about Canadian news. They care about their programming. They care about what they see online as well. And we represent Canadians, and we advocate on their behalf to the federal government in terms of legislation.
And so
the Online News Act was one of the pieces that we advocated for to protect Canadian news.
So did you guys just come together, because just to add on to Janie's question, did you guys just come together in light of what's been going on with Meta?
No. Friends has been around for, gosh, almost 40 years now. One of our original organizations to advocate for was the CBC. We came together in the light of cuts back in the 80s, and it's, you know, grown ever since to include broadcasting in general, like I said, news media, and obviously, you know, advocating against the force of big tech, the force of these monopolies that kind of force what they want on Canadians.
Right. So your messaging and your purpose has evolved, obviously,
exactly,
with social media. So you've asked social media users to stop posting content on Meta's platforms for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering why you didn't call for a full boycott of even browsing Facebook and Instagram.
Well, actually, I would say I would take it even one step further, and I would encourage people, if they're able to completely stay off of Facebook and Instagram for those 2 days, because as I'm sure many people know, what brings money to Facebook and Instagram is our eyeballs. The fact that we're on the platforms, clicking, reading posts, that's what triggers their algorithms to get ad dollars to the platform. So if people are able to stay off for 2 days, that's the ideal situation.
Meta is acting like they don't care what Canada
mm-hmm.
thinks or says or
mm-hmm.
does. So how is this protest, Canadians not posting to Facebook or even looking at their socials for a day or two, really even going to move the needle?
I mean, I completely understand that, you know, it seems like a small action to stay off of the platform for a little while, but money, you know, what we see is Meta really cares about money, and we're hoping to hit them where it hurts the most, on their bottom line. So if we act together in solidarity, the more Canadians who take this action, we hope Meta will start paying attention to what Canadians are saying.
So, Sarah, do you see the issue resolving at all, like in terms of finding a compromise between the publishers, the writers of Canadian news, and the social media platforms, Facebook, Meta, and Google as well, for that matter?
I think that's definitely our hope. You know, the minister, the new minister, Minister Saint-Ange, has been quite clear in the media where Canada stands on this. We've seen from Google that they most definitely are still at the table having a conversation with the government, which is positive. And we would encourage Meta to come back to the table instead of, you know, sulking in the corner and blocking news. We would really encourage them to come back to the table and continue the dialogue on how we can make this work for everyone.
Do you think the Prime Minister's attacks on Meta, I mean, yesterday, you know, in PEI, just really slamming Meta mm-hmm. for, you know, taking away Canadian news content from Canadians, is that helpful? I feel like maybe the government needs to start playing a little bit nicer so that maybe they will cough up some dough and allow us access to our Canadian news content again.
I think the Prime Minister is obviously expressing frustration that a lot of Canadians are feeling, and definitely Canadian news media outlets that being arbitrarily blocked at this point. I would remind people that the law isn't actually in effect yet. So Meta's really just acting out of spite. But like I said, I think it's really important that the government continue to encourage Meta to come back to the table. That's what we're doing as well, to have these conversations about how we can work together to make sure that Canadian news media is getting the compensation that they deserve.
if listeners want to be a part of this, we got to let you go. But tell us once again, what do we do simply tomorrow?
Absolutely. So you can go to friends.ca to find out all the information. I would say look at our social media today. Don't look tomorrow because there'll be nothing there. But definitely look at our social media today. So we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And like I say, if you want to post today that you're going offline for 2 days, just to let your followers know, and just avoid the platforms for 2 days. Me personally, I've erased the apps from my phone for those 2 days, so avoiding the temptation.
Right.
I appreciate social media is important. You know, it's an important tool for a lot of people.
How about we all read a book instead of scrolling our socials?
I would say go listen to your local news. Yeah. You know, on radio, you know, your local TV news, and pick up a newspaper. Go to your local news, and that's a really great way to show support for Canadian news at this time as well.
Again, if you want more information on the protest or advocacy group Friends for Canadian Broadcasting, go to friends.ca.